Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
105 in Edmonton, hour number two of Oilers Now.
I have a feeling things are about to get a little bit interesting. Oilers Now is always brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. Mark Spector, Sportsnet spec for the horses and horse racing Alberta, presenting live standardbred racing Saturday at Century Mile Racetrack and Casino. Post time is 1:15. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. The River Cree Resort Casino. Excitement. Bet on it. And you can text us at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, open Monday to Saturday. We're on Twitter, at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob _ Stauffer, and tweet Brendan at Brendan Escott. Brendan at 2 E's, Escott with 2 T's. Spector, Sportsnet spec for the horses. All right, Mark, there was an exchange today. You weren't here for the morning, for the skate, but we... The team practiced till about 11:45, 11:50. I slid up here after a quick conversation with some people around the Oil Kings who made a blockbuster deal yesterday.
Yes.
And then made my way up here. And then subsequent, during the course of the first hour of the show, I've been receiving some texts on an exchange between Jim Matheson and the Edmonton Oilers, Leon Draisaitl. So for our listeners, we will provide that audio right here, right now.
Lots of reasons for why the Oilers are playing the way they are in terms of winning and losing. What do you think is the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you're in your own mind you're saying we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
No. You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not a very good one.
Okay.
But I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice last game against Ottawa. Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
Okay, I think we're done.
Good.
Yeah. All right, well, that was the exchange from earlier today. Interesting. And we're already getting responses from people. One of them is it's pretty clear that Draisaitl didn't want to call out anybody publicly on his own team. And others are saying, yes, Leon was quote-unquote pissy. So too was Jim Matheson. That was the media member that was exchanged. Mark, these are responses that we're getting from some of the texters. You have put the tweet out, I've seen. And some people say, well, Spec is just going to defend Jim Matheson because that's what writers do. But I'm going to give you the floor. Go for it. How would you assess what transpired?
Well, first of all, this is common fare when a team's losing games. Right, when a team's going through a big fat losing streak, us reporters, we got to go because us, you listeners out there, you know, you want these quotes, you want to hear stuff, you want to read things. I got to write a column every day, so we got to go. And what are you going to ask? You're going to ask things that the guys are sick of answering. Like Jim Matheson asked a very valid question. Can you boil it down to one element? Can you tell me one thing that the team's doing wrong or that's causing you to lose? There's nothing wrong with that question. And I don't blame Leon Draisaitl for being sick of the responsibility of answering those questions. But here's where you got to be a pro, Bob. His job, part of his job is as an assistant captain on this team is to talk to the media. That's just the way it is. He's taken 8.5 a year. Part of that is media work. That's what happens in North American sports. So that's not up for debate, right? Connor McDavid talks to media. Darnell Nurse talks to media. Yesterday, Brendan Perlini was very eloquent in front of the media. And today, it was Leon Draisaitl's turn to carry his part of that load. And what he did was he threw it back in Jim Matheson's face when he said, write whatever you want, you know everything anyway. Right? That was unprovoked. Jim Matheson did not provoke that shot from Leon Draisaitl. You know, Draisaitl decided he's going to take a run at Matty. So what did Matty do? I take my hat off to him. He took a run right back at Draisaitl. You know, in the old days when we used to go in dressing rooms, Bob, I've had 100 of these things with 100 different players. And when cooler heads prevail, you shake, you know, you sit next to each other and you talk it out. And you know what? I could give you a list of 20 guys I've had that conversation with, and you walk away probably respecting each other more than you did before. You can't do that now because we don't go in dressing rooms. But listen, if fights are about who started this thing, that was a very legitimate question. It was a very petulant answer by Draisaitl. And if he wants to consider himself a professional, well, being a professional extends to the media landscape, and he could get a lot better at it than he is.
You know, certainly some might say that individuals might have had a bee in their bonnet before that ever got started. Maybe there was some past conversations that haven't been fleshed out the way you suggested. My interpretation may be that the player involved didn't want it. Well, frankly, I don't think it's just one thing either on this 2-10.
Well, who does?
2-10
we all know it's a million things, Bob. All know that.
So, Mark, if he goes into a long explanation, the way a coach, in theory, should, and a general manager, in theory, should be going into a long, and some people have said that Ken Holland goes into too long of explanations on these sort of situations. What happens in the player's case is sometimes it gets snapped into a 15-second soundbite and appears on TV. So if Leon says, look, this is a combination of factors, what's happened here. You know, we got a lot of stops early in the year. We haven't been getting stops lately. We haven't been good enough in front of the goal tenders, you know, our penalty killing. I'm not on the PK a lot, but even when I'm out there, like, we've given up too many opportunities. And so what happens is those snippets end up becoming snippets instead of a longer stream of consciousness thought. And so the player, you know, you could make, and we're getting text suggesting that the player didn't want to basically crap on the rest of his team and his teammates, and that's why he responded with the first response that led to the escalation of things. I don't know, Mark. It's
listen, I've been
here
doing
we go.
This.
I'm going to read you. This is what we've got from the listeners. Stupid questions get stupid answers. Now, I will state this, Mark. Sometimes you ask a challenged question to get a good response.
It wasn't a stupid question, though, Bob. Let's start with that. It wasn't a stupid question at all. It was an exceptionally legitimate question. So anyone starting their concerns with the question, there's nothing wrong with the question. It was asked politely.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Lightly, it was asked eloquently. It's an accurate question. So there's nothing wrong with that question. So
all right, here we go.
Set that down and go from there.
All right, here we go. Some media do poke the bear when they're not happy. How would Speck handle his life choices being questioned every week by multiple people? Not great, I bet. Another
life choices?
Well, I don't know. I mean, have you made bad life choices? I can say I've made every...
Well, we're not talking about life choices. We're talking about hockey team.
Yeah.
Why is the team losing, Bob? We're not talking about something in Leon Draisaitl's private life here.
Jim asked... Okay, here we go. Really, Mark? Jim asked dumb questions day in and day out. Leon didn't mouth off because of the question today. There you go. Why are you pissy is a stupid question. Love Leon's response. Good for him. A different perspective. Chris says, I'm not a media person whatsoever, but Leon needs to grow up. That was childish to hear. Beauty. Stupid or not, he wasn't throwing any of his teammates under the bus. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Come on, Speck, you're better than this. Different Haji says, here we go, Mark. Just a sec, because I'm trying to be balanced. Bob and Speck, Leon's reaction is unprofessional and immature. He needs to shoulder the burden and be accountable when entrusted as an assistant captain. The team is starving for a leader to grab them and pull them out of the quicksand, and they just witnessed from Draisaitl was stopping your feet, holding your breath, or screaming like a toddler. His response for taking responsibility of a leader. Bob,
let me say something. Look, hundreds and hundreds of different hockey players and basketball players and athletes have sat in that same chair that Draisaitl sat in today. Okay, I've been in countless situations like this. Remember, we've covered the Edmonton Oilers. They haven't had a ton of success for 20 years. There is a lot of different ways to get through that interview. Like, what's happened here? The end result is this thing's burning through the internet. This thing is viral. Do you think the Edmonton Oilers, in the fragile state they're in right now, do they need this? Yeah. Is this good for the Edmonton? No, it's not. Right? What the Edmonton Oilers need is for Leon Draisaitl to turn the narrative a little. You know, to get the media writing about something they are doing well. Maybe to point out some positive.
See, Mark,
to get this thing going. That's what leaders
and,
do, right?
And just fair enough. Others are saying, wait a second here. Fred has texted the show on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Leon knew where Matheson was going. Leon was protecting all the Oilers' goaltenders. That's called being a good teammate when he says everything. And in fairness to Matheson, last post game, Matheson asked the coach, did you need more saves? And the point is,
you have to ask the question. Yeah. You don't get the answer if you don't ask the question, Bob. Of course he knows the answer.
Former defenseman Mark agrees, Bob, it was a stupid question. We all know there's more than one problem with the current state of the Edmonton Oilers. Yeah. The question, that was a question where you would clearly have to throw one part of the team under the bus. So that's a perspective that is out there. Rob disagrees. Mm-hmm. Rob says Draisaitl needs to grow up and look in the mirror as to why they're losing. So there's the range. This text comes in. It's obvious when you look at all the Twitter comments. There is a disconnect between the media and the fans. They ask dumb questions everybody knows the answers to as well. Ask the questions to the right guy and stop pissing off the players, a.k.a. management. The players are taking the full hit for this. These questions are frustrating to them and, frankly, to the fans as well. This one comes in. Some nobody who writes about hockey is talking to a top five player in the world, struggling or not. Show the man the respect he deserves. That's
yeah. Which one of those two people's in the Hockey Hall of Fame? I'll ask you that.
Okay, Mark.
Mark,
wait a second.
Tell me about giving the respect deserve. Let's look at this thing for what it was. It was
Did you actually just say that?
I did say that. Yeah.
Okay.
Did the writer that covered the Hartford Whalers
or the Quebec Nordiques go into law, or would Jim Matheson? Would Jim Matheson be the first, Mark, to concede that part of the reason why he got into the Hockey Hall of Fame is because?
What's that got to do with this?
Do you think you're getting into the Hockey Hall of Fame because of the Oilers? You benefit from success as a media person by the success of the club.
You're obfuscating here. The question was, show Leon Draisaitl some respect. I believe it was Leon Draisaitl taking a shot at Jim Matheson the start of this thing.
I think Jim Matheson would even tell you, I was lucky enough to cover Wayne Gretzky and those great Oilers teams.
So what does that got to do with what we're talking about?
You brought up the Hockey Hall of Famer.
So if we're talking about showing respect, I would suggest a young player shows the Hockey Hall of Famer a little respect. How about that for fun?
Fair enough. Mark, I'm going to ask you a question. Would you rather get in the Hockey Hall of Fame for yourself or see the Edmonton Oilers win the Stanley Cup?
I don't, Bob. Who knows or cares? I mean,
I can tell you in my case, I don't write my career to get into the Hockey Hall of Fame,
and I don't think I'll ever be there.
No, I don't think you will get into the Hockey Hall of Fame either, but I got news for you. I would rather, for the sake of Edmonton and for this for the organization that I currently, I would much rather see the Oilers win a Stanley Cup champ. I know I'll never get in either. I'd rather just see the team win. So I guess, so people know where people are coming from on this. I had to have a little bit of fun with you on the Hockey Hall of Fame stuff. Because if you're covering the Quebec Nordiques and the Hartford Whalers in the 80s, and you're on top of it and a solid reporter on a day-to-day basis, I don't know if you get into the Hockey Hall of Fame, but if you get to cover one of the greatest dynasties in the history of the game, and they were, maybe that increases your chances. That's my guess. I could be wrong, but I think I might be right. You can text us. Wow. We got everybody fired up right now, Spec.
This isn't what the Oilers need, Bob. Let's step back and look at this thing from 40,000 feet here, right? This isn't a good off day for the organization. This is not what you want. This thing's going to burn through the sports shows for the next 24 hours. All we're going to see is Leon on TV and hear Maddie's voice, and everyone's going to have a big fat laugh and, oh boy, it's going bad in Edmonton. Do you think that this is... Do you think that this could have been handled better? Do you think that this would have happened?
I wish Wayne Gretzky would have happened. Mark, I got to tell you, I wish you were here this morning because it was inevitable that there was going to be some fireworks today.
Well, okay. Well, were you talking to Leon before? Or
no, I was. I'm just letting you know. I didn't have a chance to talk to Leon today. So read between the lines. All right, Speck needs his ass kicked. Well, that's a bit harsh. Come on, man. I usually like Speck. He's out to lunch on this one. Haji says, come on, Bob. Mark's rebuttal in terms of the Hockey Hall of Fame stuff was the texter saying that Matheson is some nobody. While Mark and me are the first to realize that we're complete nobodies. So that's the time for Spectre to quote-unquote take a lap or stop, maybe give him a nap. Leon shouldn't be answering stuff that should be above him. Again, you can text us, 780-496-0063. Dreisaitl's response was brutally childish. Evander Kane will fit right in. Wow, Bob, what a stunning ignorance you display towards Matheson. No, I'm saying Jim would be the first to admit that he got into the Hockey Hall of Fame.
You're mitigating a great career, Bob, when you say that. Right? What? I don't know what this has to do with anything.
The point
is, he's been in the business for 45 years, and you're downplaying his accomplishments because he covered a good team. Jim Matheson's a Hall of Fame writer, period, end of paragraph. Who cares who he covered?
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Mark, he was itching and bitching for a fight all morning today.
He did not start that fight with Leon Draisaitl. Play the clip again, and you tell me who lays down the smart guy comment. Jim
was fired up, Mark, and you know what? I would say, based on the text responses that we're getting to the show, I'd say there's culpability. A little bit of culpability, and some people say that's his job. Matheson's job is to push him in that situation. And others would say Dreisaitl's job in that situation is to protect his teammate, which is why he sent everybody. Yeah. And somewhere falls in the middle. You brought up the Hall of Famer, okay? I said your chances for the Hall of Fame increase based on the success of the team you covered. That is an undeniable fact. It is. You brought it up, and frankly, we're along for the ride in the role of the media. We are along for the ride. It was his privilege to cover the Oilers of the 1980s, just as it's our privilege today to talk about the team, even when they're bad, even when we're going to, hey, as a team broadcaster, I'm going to get kicked in the teeth when the team's no good. I was remarkably surprised, Mark, yesterday at how rational people were in their criticism of the team, because it was fair, and it comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. So I know Stauffer is a Swiss German name. I'm trying to be somewhat neutral on this one. I get it that a lot of people say Dreisaitl did not answer that question fairly. Others, Mark, are going to say we have people in Edmonton that are running players out of town. That's what others will say.
Well, they can have every right to be wrong, but I'll tell you right now, no media, the whole media running players out of town thing, you know, the fans are currently...
We're going to play the clip again, Brendan. Here we go, 124. We're going to play the clip again right here, right now. You're going to form your own opinion. Go for it, Brendan. Maybe we went too quickly.
Is it winning and losing? What do you think is the number one reason for the losses now? Is there one thing that you're in your own mind you're saying we got to get better at that?
Yeah, we have to get better at everything.
Would you like to expand on that?
Nope. You can do that. You know everything.
Why are you so pissy, Leon? Why are you so pissy?
I'm not. I'm just answering your
question. Yeah, you are. Whenever I ask you a question.
I gave you an answer.
Not very good one.
Okay.
I have one more for you. Leon, you show your frustration on the ice last game against Ottawa. Is that a good thing when you show it so the other team knows you're frustrated?
Yeah, it's a great thing, for sure.
Good.
Dave from Arwain says, Bob, maybe time to get a new guest on Tuesday. He's gone totally over the board, and this will be the last time I'm listening to him. You're exactly right. And conversely, others are saying, Bob, you're completely out to lunch. You can text us at 780-496-00. Thanks.
That's a mark of a good column, Bob. When half the people think you're full of you-know-what, and the other half say, great column, good job.
This text comes in and say, way to go and give Leon a bad day. Another texter says writers are a dime a dozen. I don't know about that. I have some empathy for writers. It's not. I know there was a report spec done a couple years ago that it was one of the least rewarding jobs out there.
Really?
Yes.
I find it rewarding. I like my job.
All right. Bob, a great leader creates a diversion and changes the focus from a losing team that's struggling. Now all the focus and talk will be on the exchange between Leon and Matty. Brilliant move by Dreisaitl. Right out of Slats's playbook. Watch the Oilers smoke Florida and a big game from number 29. Oh, wow. Listen, wow. I'll tell you, if he pulls that off, that's something, Spec.
Putz used to do that and is a third-party guy. If he thought, let's use Leon. If he thought Leon, let's use Paul Coffey because that was his usual thing. If he thought Coffey needed a kick in the rump, he was probably giving him one behind closed doors, but he made sure to give him a real public one, you know, through the media. And the media knew what was going on. We knew that Slats was using us. That's fine. Got a great column that day on how Coffey's got to be better, and darned if Paul Coffey didn't play a much better game the next time. I would suggest to you two things. Leon's not going to play any worse than he played the other night against Ottawa, and I would suspect that he will have one hell of a game Thursday night against Florida.
Mark, this text comes in. Pissy is not very professional from a Hall of Famer, but your leadership group, not the best in sports in terms of media relations sometimes. Well, and you know what? When you lose, there's challenges. And Mark, here's one for you. Mark Spector, Terry Jones, and Jim Matheson won't question the decision makers ever. They're scared, says this texter, of Oilers management. Call out players because the coach and the decision makers have been terrible since Darryl Casey has owned the team. Mark, and then the texter adds, Mark defending a co-writer, Leon defending teammates, no difference. Mark in St. Albert says, as usual, I don't agree with Spec. The bottom line is that Matheson always asks stupid questions. As far as I'm concerned, Drysdale's comments were fine. Again, you can text us 780-496-0063. Bob, here's a rebut to Mark's, or a rebut to your perspective, Bob. Rod Phillips in the Hockey Hall of Fame, maybe because of the Oilers of the 80s, 39 goals in 50 games. And that's a fair comment. That's a fair comment to make. Is he saying Rod's in the Hall of Fame for the same reason Jim is? Legacy and the amount of
because they're both great at what they did. I would agree with that. Yeah.
Okay. There we go. There's the different perspective.
And
my point is that sometimes when you're around teams that win, it because you go longer into the playoffs. Who votes? By the way, who votes the writers in, Mark? Just so you can educate the listeners.
There's a small group of. It's the Elmer Ferguson Award, and it's run these days, not back then, these days by Eric Duhatchek out of Calgary, and there he has a panel of people who vote, you need someone to put your name up, and then some of us get it. I'm not on the panel every year, but it's a small panel of veteran people who would vote for that award.
All right, and what I would say is the longer the longer you go with your teams during the year, the more you're exposed to some of the top people in the business, and you end up building those sort of relationships. It all comes with the territory. So you, and you know what, Mark? We had, you know what? It's a byproduct of what happens today. You're right. It is going to be a story here. We couldn't not talk about it. And at the end of the day, I'm going to, in the old way where the rooms were open, this probably wouldn't have happened. And that's just the reality of the situation.
Well, you know what? I mean, in the old days, it would, like, just the problem with these things is they're live on, I think they're live on YouTube. So people are watching them in real time. All the networks are picking them up. Like, it's a different world. It's a, you know, I don't want to be the old guy that says it was better in my day, but this is an example of, I remember once I asked Taylor Hall a question. It was a legit question, but I asked it poorly, and he took it a completely different way, and he shot back at me. And that's fine. And the minute the scrum ended, he and I stepped to the side, and I said, whoa, hang on. This is what I was asking you. I didn't ask what you thought I asked. And he said, oh, he says, I thought you were saying this. Me and him, within 3 minutes,
there you go.
We're shaking hands and it's water under the bridge.
There you go.
And that's something that's lost today in the world of Zoom. Yeah.
Mark, I got to run. There's no Zoom, by the way. You got to actually be there.
Whatever it is,
there.
Yeah.
Bob, well, Mark's final one. Here we go. Bob, will Mark Spector ever ask management a tough question? Same goes for you, Bob. Edmonton media is the worst. Well, that's kind of, things have changed a bit. But fair enough. In terms of some guys, full disclosure, work for the Oilers Entertainment Group. Spec, thank you for the animated discussion. All right?
Good day, Bob.
Good day. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, Kurt Hill when we come back.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.